Unalaska City Councilman Rocky Caldero isn't the most well-known Democrat who's expected to run against Ted Stevens next year. But for now, he's the only one who's officially in the race, which means that he's been pretty busy since the Stevens scandal kicked into high gear.
Website's getting more hits, more calls of support just to say, way to go, keep on going. Things are really looking up.
This does have to be put into context. As of June 30th, Caldero's campaign had about $14,000 cash on hand, which is less than 1/60th of Stevens' total. And National Democratic leaders are trying to recruit candidates with better name recognition, like Mark Begich and Ethan Berkowitz. But in the meantime, Caldero says he's getting calls from national media, like the New York Times, and he's hearing from more supporters in Anchorage and Southeast Alaska. All this is coming at kind of a tricky time. Caldero's day job is running the Unicy processing plant in Dutch Harbor, where the summer pollock season is in full swing.
It's time-consuming trying to do this job, which in itself is 12 to 16 hours a day, and then being a dad, and then trying to kickstart this campaign into another gear.
Caldero says he's planning to start campaigning around the state in October or November. In Unalaska, I'm Charles Homans.